I've taken a trip to Harrogate train station. I'm here on the platform and I have two guests with me. Would you both like to introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Suzanne Donnelly, Virgin Trains East Coast Commercial Director.
And Brian Dunsby, Transport Spokesman for Harrogate Chamber of Trade and Commerce.
Now, we're talking about a couple of things today. Very exciting. Harrogate Christmas Market is not too far away. And we've got a couple of extra train links as well happening. There is a train just about to pull off, so we'll let this train pull off and then we'll talk more about the Harrogate Christmas Market. There we go. Right, it's a little quieter now. The train has left the platform. So, shall we talk first about Harrogate Christmas Market, what people can expect and why that should be something they come along to?
This will be the fifth Harrogate Christmas Market with a full 200 stalls with an amazing variety of Yorkshire produce, Yorkshire gifts, very much a local theme. And we've got fun fair for the children, Santa and the real reindeer, for them in the Santa's Grotto, and of course a large food and drink marquee for the adults to satisfy their eating needs when they're looking around the market. This will be the fifth, and I'm pleased to say the council's now agreed we can come at least for another 3 years if all goes well.
Good, okay. And it has got more and more popular as the years have gone on. And so that's why you're here, Suzanne, is because there is a special service being put on. Do you want to tell us about that extra service?
Absolutely. Well, Virgin Trains are really delighted to be working with Brian and the rest of the Christmas Market team this year in bringing an extra service from London to Harrogate on both the Saturday and the Sunday. So you can do a day return or you can come up for the weekend and enjoy what Harrogate has to offer.
And what was it that made you think we're going to bring people up from London? Why did you think that would the place to bring people from?
Well, we're really keen to kind of work with local communities up and down. East Coast Main Line and Harrogate's a great shining example of that. And we just want to bring hundreds of extra more visitors from not only London, but Peterborough, Grantham, Doncaster, Leeds and Wakefield, where we're stopping the train along the way.
Ah, so it does have a few other stops
on
the way.
Yeah. So there's plenty of opportunity from everyone down south to come up to the lovely Harrogate.
Okay. Now, I know that it has been getting more and more popular. I think Christmas markets in general, actually, are becoming really... love it. This can only be a good thing for the town, for its local businesses, for the market itself.
Yes, that's why we started organising this in 2012, to bring people into Harrogate to enjoy our Christmas lights and then to enjoy the traders, but more important, to go out into the town, into the shops, the cafes, the restaurants, and stimulate the Harrogate economy at what would otherwise be a quiet time of the year. We were concerned that local residents were going off to visit Christmas markets all over the UK and even some in Europe. So we've managed to match the best of them, and we're now up in the top league along with Lincoln and Durham with one of the best Christmas markets in Britain, certainly the best in Yorkshire.
Now, just remind us, Brian, when is the market on, and also when's the big Christmas light switch on?
Thursday, 17th November is the first day of the Christmas market from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. with the switch on of the lights at 6 p.m. on the Victoria Shopping Centre Piazza on Thursday, 17th November. Those hours, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. continue then. Then on the Sunday, the 20th, it closes at 5 p.m. to enable everyone to get home.
And the trains from London are just Saturday and Sunday based?
They're just Saturday and Sunday, but we've got some amazing fares on them. So you can get fares from £29 return. And if you travel in groups of three or more, you get 25% discount.
That's really good.
Get the whole family
so
down.
Get in there. You have to get all your friends and family.
Where can people go for a bit more information?
HarrogateChristmasMarket.org is the website, HarrogateChristmasMarket.org, or send an email to info@HarrogateChristmasMarket.org, and we'll be happy to oblige.
And for the trains?
You can book train tickets for this special occasion via any outlet, but come to VirginTrainsEastCoast.com for the best information.
Now, Harrogate is no stranger to Christmas, and for anyone who's walked through the town at that time of year, you'll know that the Christmas lights are pretty magical. But it can't happen without the support of local businesses and their donations. Patrick Dunlop talked to John Fox, chairman of Harrogate at Christmas Group, and asked him how well the fundraising has gone for 2016.
Well, we're just short of the £30,000 mark. We were helped along by the Corp coming in at the last minute with £2,500. So we're really grateful for that. And of course, this year, Harrogate gets a completely new set of lights across the town. We've already got half of them up, and there's more to go up before the 17th of November. I'm looking forward to seeing the lights go on myself this year.
And as we said before, when you've got Leeds and York not that far away, they're a train ride away or a drive, you know, we really need to give people the incentive to come in to town or stay in town and spend their money here.
Well, it is a well-known fact that most of the businesses make most of their money at Christmas. So, you know, we need people to stay in Harrogate and spend the money here to make sure that the businesses can survive during the year and also continue to employ people. It's a really important time of the year.
Mm. So you're quite pleased then that you've had so much support this year, because I suppose it's, well, we know it's not an easy task to raise so much money. So when you still get that support, it must be quite reassuring.
Well, we've had a really good response, because we have to accept there are certainly independence stores who have been very supportive over the years are not sharing the growth in the economy like the South East. They're just surviving, but they still manage to give us something, which is great.
And obviously it takes a lot of organisation and needs a lot of people involved. Are you volunteers? Could you do with more people to help out?
We can always do with volunteers. I mean, the whole market is run on volunteers. So if people are interested, they've only got to give us a ring.